There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain that can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. That was a quote from Marcia Angel, MD, from Drug Companies and the Doctors, A Story of Corruption. Back in 2009, I interviewed her as well, and she's no longer alive. I wonder if they're now going to call her posthumously an anti-vaxxer, right? No, she was pro-vaccine, she was pro-drug. She was clearly an insider who came to the conclusion that there's no way to tell the difference between what is legitimate and illegitimate science. Would they try to posthumously remove her medical license, her degree, her degree? Because, oh my gosh, what did she do? She called into question everything the medical fascists are telling you not to look at, and if you do, you're an anti-vaxxer, you should be smeared, you should be arrested, you should be fined, there should be consequences for not believing the medical authoritarians who can't even identify real science if it bit them in the aspirin. Welcome, my friends, to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show as we begin another broadcast week of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Super Don, are you still with me? You are just digging this, aren't you?
I'm just, I'm not digging this. I'm beside myself over what it is that I've seen going on here. I mean, we just touched briefly last hour about this NBC survey, and I'm still shaking my head and just going, what? And
now, it's unanimous.
They surveyed 434 voting members of Congress, asking them if they vaccinate their kids. Way more than half of them either don't respond to the survey or decline to answer, and the conclusion NBC comes to is, this represents all of Congress. Come on.
Everybody's for it, right. You know what?
What's going on here?
Listen, you want to be a congressional lemming? Go ahead. Go right off of the cliff. Dive into an ocean of vaccine needles. That's fine. You can do that. We don't prevent you from doing that. Nothing we do prevents you from doing that. You still have the freedom to choose, but the medical fascists do not want you to be able to choose, and that's where they're gearing up. Last hour, go back and listen. Chris Cuomo from New York, the Cuomo dynasty, is saying, not yet, right? Because they're planning. It is right there for all to see where this is going, which was my point in taking on Jon Stewart of Comedy Central for his Nazi-like tactics, right? To ostracize, to scapegoat parents who don't vaccinate, when in fact the people who are actually spreading the measles, by and large, apparently is coming from the shedding of the virus coming from the vaccine itself, the MMR, which now they're saying, oh, mumps is back. As I said, how long will it be before they say polio is back, too? Like it never left, because they don't even know what it is. But I digress. I don't digress. I'm going to progress here with a question/comment of the day, and then we're going to bring up Tanner's dad, Tim, Timothy Welsh, a billion impressions. We might be hitting that today. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. This is from Kay Bison. He was actually respectful. He or she, I'm not sure who it is or what. But last week we responded to a question about things, and here's some questions or comments that we want to respond to again. This person says, I have been a health educator, claims to be a health educator, having advanced degrees, we don't know in what, and also follows the research literature. This person says that they understand that any pro-health action may have unintended negative consequences for small percentages of the population. And then he says very small percentages. Well, talk about that small percentage when we bring up Tanner's dad, Tim, right? He continues, as Kay Bison continues, those few cases should be studied by health researchers and not ignored so as to discover how to avoid the tragedy befalling small percentages of our children. Overall, vaccinations have resulted in extraordinary childhood survival rates compared to, for example, my grandmother's generation. Now, that statement is not, it's not based and rooted in fact. It's rooted in what they call correlation. Because the, what do they call, the incidence of the diseases, much less the mortality to those diseases, were on the decline long before the vaccines were introduced. And then they take credit for all of them, not from the point of introduction, but from the years and decades previous where it was on a steep decline. She, you know, and then this person, Kate, says her grandmother, or his grandma, was the only surviving female child, losing several sisters in early childhood diseases preventable by vaccination today. No, preventing the expression of disease is not the same as preventing the disease. But I know that's a concept far too complex for our research virologists and the medical deities that claim to know the truth about vaccines. They do not. Or if they do, they are severely conflicted and probably on many different drugs. Statistics and anecdotes lead this person to encourage many parents to get vaccinations for their children, but he does take issue with the stress on the immune system that multiple vaccines in one healthcare visit produce in some children, calling it convenience timing of the vaccine schedule being problematic, and on and on and on. Anyway, it's an interesting thing because he's not a yelling and screaming pro-vaxxer. It's someone that's trying to engage in a little debate and dialogue, and I respect that and I appreciate it. But many of the claims made about the concern for those small percentages of people who are injured, of kids who are injured, also ignores the fact that the injuries were completely unnecessary had we an open and honest system of informing parents of the risk, and then a fully informed decision could then in turn follow. Not what we see today with medical fascism rearing its ugly head, with deception doing these things and resulting in devastating damage to the children that you say, Kay Bison, is only in a small percentage, a very small percentage. But what about the parents of those children? What about those children who are in that percentage? You would continue to allow for the mandates, or are you for fully informed consent as we are here? And that is the question for Tanner's dad, Tim. I think we know the answer. Timothy Welsh is back with us. We're about to hit a billion, evidently. CDC whistleblower, hashtag CDC whistleblower. Timothy Welsh, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you so much. This person writing into me at least wasn't yelling and screaming at me, but still is arguing for all the vast benefits and arguing that, oh, it's just a small percentage of children. I mean, I care about them, yes, but it's still just a small percentage. Let's carry on business as usual.
Again, we look at a system that has no checks and balances. And so, of course, I'm not anti-safe vaccine, but that's the question. Who is watching the hen house?
System of checks and balances. Right now, we have the federal agencies that are purchasing the vast majority of all vaccines manufactured on planet Earth to then have grants given to the states so that these public health departments in states can put six-figure salaries, even to secretaries in those places, to mandate the participation in the vaccine industrial complex, you know, dartboard on children.
I work in an environment in the public domain, and no longer can the stores that I associate with can sell playground equipment. The NFL has a Play 60 program where they invite people back to play 60 minutes a day, and they are touting the fact that their players used to play on this playground. Well, they're ignorant of the fact that 54% of our children are sick. We put that up at tinyurl.com/1-2. It's their numbers. If you add up autism, asthma, ADHD, allergies, autoimmune disorder, cancer, diabetes, obesity, these things add up to 54% of the population. And so if the vaccines are working, why is this first world nation who gives the most vaccines have all these sick kids running around. We don't have enough children that can even go outside and play anymore for reasons of allergies, autoimmune disorders, autism and wandering. All these issues come into effect. We like to say, laugh and say, oh, they're only playing video games. No, it's the fact that we can't have free-range, healthy kids anymore.
Mm. What about the concept, Tim, of better sanitation, sewage systems of the 20th century, cleaning up the water, being the real contributing factors to the reduction of disease? I mean, that's known in public health science peer-reviewed journals, yet it is ignored here, and that if you simply say that, you're now slimed with this term anti-vax, or just because you're for the immune system in a different way, perhaps a way that was actually responsible for reduction of disease.
We look at the Ebola debacle last year, and the argument was, let's bring somebody over from Africa to the United States with a deadly disease because our medical system can cure, and they were going to have a better outcome if they come to the United States. And the ones they caught early enough recovered from Ebola, which is one of the most deadly diseases out there. So again, with exactly what you're saying, our medical system has progressed to the point with sanitation, clean water, understanding those things, better medical practices. We can cure those things that before we felt like we had to just blanket vaccinate for.
Right, right. But where is the humane discussion in the media? They're sliming and smearing and attacking. Last hour we covered some audio from CNN, which I now call VNN, the Vaccine News Network, arguing for this concept of forced vaccination, mandates, and of course the mandates that are rising up in state houses, the bills around the country, as if they were just waiting to happen.
They have put forth this argument to sue the parents, to jail the parents, to medically kidnap the children, and they're working in on a house of cards where they're not telling the truth. They immediately jump back 17 years to Dr. Wakefield and 10 years to Jenny McCarthy, and they're ignoring the names of 2015. Where is the Dr. Hooker? Where is the Dr. Thompson? Where is the Merck versus the United States versus Merck? Where is the discussion about Thorson? None of those names. They've sanitized it now that they can't even mention MMR. They're afraid to say that, oh, the measles, mumps, and rubella is the one shot that you get, and the mumps portion has issues, the measles portion has issues, the overall production of it has issues that parents should be questioning. And and again, we've brought it back down to this one outbreak right now when we should be looking at overall vaccine safety. Maybe one individual vaccine has a very small percentage of side effects, but when you look at the global picture, it's everything.
Stick with us. Tanner's dad, Tim, is here. Timothy Welsh. We're going to talk about the hashtag CDC whistleblower. Could you be part of history? A billion impressions? Could it be possible today? Stick with us.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Stay strong, my friends. The medical meanies are freaking out because they can't control the message any longer. And the more they fight to frighten you, the more of you and your friends and your family, your relatives will ultimately squeeze out of their trap because it becomes more obvious by the day that they're in trouble. And you need to stand strong and speak out and participate in the hashtag CDC whistleblower campaign. Almost a billion impressions. We might break that today. Thanks to Tanner's dad, Tim, otherwise known as Timothy Welsh, and he's with us now, giving us the update on this campaign. Is it possible we make it today?
It is absolutely possible. We're just passing 956 million impressions, conversations on Twitter as we speak. And I want to remind people that this is your golden ticket for the rest of your life when anybody says anecdotal and rare. This is conversations of parents, siblings, grandparents, and people on the spectrum that have issues with what's going on against a mainstream network news that has not given you the truth.
Well, that is actively engaged in attacking those who do provide the truth or share their stories. And there are too many, far too many stories. I would say one is far too many stories. But again, as they try to, you know, de-emphasize the injuries. Oh, it's only a small percentage. And a very small percentage. I mean, it is so offensive to me. You know, and you, Tim, as a dad of a child who was injured by vaccines, and many of our listeners who have children who were severely impacted. How can I, you know, I just don't know how I could not, you know, I think I would have to be held back from wanting to exhibit the same kind of injury on the people who did this to my child, for instance.
Absolutely. I've been fighting this for about 14 years now, and we've gone through every step of that Gandhi quote. They've ignored us. They've laughed us, fed us. now they're fighting us tooth and nail. And that's the mode we're in right now. No truth out there, attacking the presenter, attacking the individual bringing something forward, no concrete evidence. And so that's what the group that has been working for the last 6 months since this news came forward with Dr. Thompson revealing the fraud and malfeasance, we've accumulated just a page of links for you to reference at b1less.com, which is the letter B, the numeral 1, and spelled out L-E-S-S.com. Nothing else is on that page but links where you can reference and you can take people to if they have questions about vaccines.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we're speaking out against medical fascism today, as we always do, but even with more, not only outrage, but I think with more voices than ever, they're beginning to recognize this. As I said, we have friends and family members out and about, listeners. Some of my friends are in the medical community. They don't share my perspective on vaccines necessarily, but we remain friends. We acknowledge that we can view differently about this, but we can also acknowledge that the real danger is fascism in any and all forms, and that includes medical fascism here, which has resulted in harm and will result in much more harm if they have their way on the state level, which we're going to get to with the National Vaccine Information Center next. Now, Tim, what happens if we hit a billion? You know, what is the next thing? We say, okay, we've arrived, we're at the top of the summit, or do we have more to climb, and then how do we do that? What do we do?
We're in the middle of this war that at this point they're fighting so tooth and nail that the next step is a campaign against mandates and taking away the rights we've already had. We didn't mount this campaign to go backwards and take away exemptions. There's still five exemptions out there. There's the medical, there's the philosophical, there's the religious, there's the HIPAA. It's none of your business what my medical status is. And now there's the CDC whistleblower, which you can just raise your finger to them.
Right. And yeah, it's very important to see that there are many fronts on this so-called battle or war. And it isn't the parents that have declared war. It is they who are promoting this vaccine agenda who have declared war on the parents, with the casualties being our children. Not only our children, but now we're also seeing with the flu vaccine going through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, one of the most dangerous of the shots. And then they've added, of course, this idea of an HPV shot, which we've shown on this show. HPV doesn't even cause the very cancer they claim it does, the cervical cancer, yet they still promote the use of a dangerous vaccine against something that doesn't prevent the cancer they claim it prevents. So it's an insane argument, but they're only screaming louder and visiting violence and threats of even more violence in the future against the people who simply want to be left alone.
I go back to the Supreme Court, unavoidably unsafe. And so as a free citizen in a country, I should be able to make that decision. If it's unavoidably unsafe, the product you're going to put into my child, I should be able to make a decision when, how, and if that child gets that vaccine. I can go to any NICU unit. I can go to any immunized compromised person's house. And there's a sign that says you can't go in because you've just been vaccinated.
God bless you, my friend. Keep up the great work. Hashtag CDC whistleblower.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5 pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to dive headlong into the legislative sessions that are starting around the country. Usually they all come back in January, and they start the bill cycle where they propose all these new laws. And it's very interesting that with all of the hype about vaccine mandates, the measles outbreaks, the exemption issue, the threatening to criminalize parents, to fine parents, to jail parents who question, much less just want to slow down or even stop altogether the vaccinations for their children. How is it? Do you find it as interesting as I do that many of the state legislatures are now considering bills that would eliminate some, most, or even all exemptions for vaccination? Joining us now to talk about this and what we can do about it is Dawn Richardson, NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center Advocacy. How many states are trying to do this? We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's stunning. I don't think it's an accident, the timing, but Dawn's been at it for a while. Dawn, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This is an important topic that America needs to understand what's going on in their state legislatures, and if it's important to them, to their future, to have more control over what medical procedures are done to their kids, not just vaccination, they need to pay attention and have their voice be heard.
Yeah, we heard Tanner's dad, Tim, last segment talk about vaccines being unavoidably unsafe. I've referenced James A. Shannon, I think it was with the NIH, saying the only safe vaccine is a vaccine that is never used. Of course, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, the program that was put together in 1986, made it so vaccinators, or let's say the manufacturers of those vaccines, could not be sued for injury, damages, for even death. And to think about that, we can't find any other product on the market anywhere on planet Earth that has been granted such immunity from harm that is caused by their products. Yet now we're seeing the states respond to the fear-mongering in the mainstream media to try and remove any exemptions, whether they be philosophical, religious. I don't know if they're going to try to remove medical, but it's a very difficult thing to get anyway. What is going on, Dawn?
I think what has happened is more and more healthcare consumers have become educated about not only the known risks of vaccination, but what is unknown, what will happen to people in the future with this ever-increasing schedule. And they are concerned and they're asking questions. And as more people become educated and start looking into this issue, they're demanding some flexibility with this insane schedule of 69 doses of 16 different bacterial and viral vaccines for their children. Additionally, people who have jobs in the healthcare industry, people who work in daycare, and even teachers now are being forced to be vaccinated or give up their jobs. So as we back more and more people into the corner with these very strict policies, more people are fighting back, and that nature of those arguments and the public itself are actually backfiring on their intentions and getting more and more people educated about vaccines, and more people are asking questions. What's coming in the future are close to 300 new vaccines that are right now in clinical trials for all kinds of even more controversial vaccines than what are being given today. We have vaccines in clinical trials for things like HIV, herpes, E. coli, dengue fever, avian influenza, smallpox, tuberculosis, typhoid, norovirus, cholera, smoking cessation, syphilis, and gonorrhea. People are going to want even more choice with those vaccines. And I think that what's happening here is if they don't tighten up the screws, there are going to be even more people who start waking up and saying, wait a minute, 69 doses now, all this coming in the future, when is too much too much?
Yeah, you're putting the $2 plus $2 billion together and seeing where this is going, because there are no real blockbuster drugs in the pipeline, and we've covered stories like that over the years from the business journals even. So where is the big money for Big Pharma? It's in the mandating of products that they have in the pipeline that have no liability. Anybody who's Machiavellian in business would kill to have that ability to be mandated for use and have no liability for the product should they injure or kill someone.
That's absolutely correct. Another thing that people maybe don't realize is this liability protection only applies to those vaccines which are on the childhood schedule. That's why there was such a push to get, to get the flu vaccine added to the childhood schedule, because only then were the manufacturers and the people who administer the vaccine protected from liability for all the claims being brought about by adults. So with all of these vaccines coming in the future, look for them to be added to the childhood schedules. And I really, really implore the legislators and the lobbyists themselves who are pushing for these restrictions to look to the future and maybe consider that they might be shooting themselves literally in their own foot, in their own arm, in their own thigh, because by them trying to restrict people's choice now, they're part of this community. They're going to give up their own right to be able to make these choices for themselves and their families in the future on what's coming. They're all looking backwards. They need to turn around and look at what's coming.
Are you for individual liberty or medical fascism through collectivism? That is the question I ask every day here. And, of course, we've talked about the doctors, physicians, even congressmen, and senators like Senator Rand Paul or even Chris Christie as a governor who simply said it should be, you know, parents' choice, right? And they are pilloried for this. To acknowledge that there are injuries that are in the peer-reviewed literature that are listed within the inserts of these vaccines is now grounds for being pilloried as well. And what is the point? What is the purpose? Follow the money. We covered it last hour with the CNN report trying to reveal that, oh my gosh, $1.3 million was given by a few families that had some money to different advocacy groups, including the National Vaccine Information Center. $1.3 million. Now, we countered that with one family, Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, $28 billion for the promotion of vaccines worldwide, and perhaps even the argument for the removal of these exemptions, the freedom to say no to vaccines that could kill them, unavoidably unsafe. How are you feeling about those mandates now? And, of course, being added to the vaccine mandate, the schedule, the childhood schedule, that's the only way that they are absolved of that liability. So they will lobby hard because they know if they bring a vaccine into the marketplace and it doesn't have that limitation or elimination of liability, that they are subject to lose more money than they are to gain in a monopoly market. Go ahead, Dawn.
I want to also encourage people to log in to our NVIC advocacy portal. This is a website that is dedicated for the sole purpose of tracking the legislation that is being filed and moved throughout the states that affect people's rights to be able to make informed consent decisions for vaccination, including the right to delay or decline a vaccine. These bills are all listed at NVICAdvocacy.org. Register, get on the newsletter, sign up, log in often. We have the bills, where they are in the legislative process, and we give people recommendations on some talking points so they can communicate with their legislators. The great thing about this tool is you don't have to have ever participated in the legislative process before to be able to make it work easily for you. By signing up, when you look at the bills filed in your state, automatically on the right-hand side of the screen, your legislators, your personal state legislators, are displayed. And you can click on their names and see in real time right there their contact information, their web input forms, their phone numbers. And on the left-hand side, you see the bills, what they're doing. And you are empowered to contact them and let them know how you feel about this. It's critically important. If you don't do this, the only information that they're getting are from the pharma-backed lobbyists, medical trade association lobbyists, the people whose power, position, and profits benefit from a forced vaccination schedule. It is up to all of us to communicate with our legislators and point out the other side of the story that they're not hearing. So please log into NVICAdvocacy.org, find out about the bills being filed in your state to threaten your rights, and get involved. If you don't, you're going to be sorry, I promise.
Yeah, and we've got that linked up, and we'll have a banner put into the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. Remember, all of these bills, they have something in common that are happening on the state level. The common denominator is the removal of your rights as parents, as humans. How American is that? Again, I ask you, were we founded on medical fascism? Were we founded on this collectivist ideology that you can sacrifice one child, much less hundreds or thousands, for the sake of maybe hundreds of thousands or millions to a nebulous, ill-defined concept of herd immunity where they turn a human into a moo cow? to be shuttled off the cliff to land on these syringes. This is not something we agree with nor support here. We agree with your freedom to choose, your freedom to know all of the information, not just the information they want you to know that they can profit from, but that which allows you to make an informed choice about the risk versus the benefit, not the risk versus benefit that they claim it is. Freedom. They're removing your freedom. Also, Don, we need to check on the fact that, you know, on the federal level, you'll often see things that, like even Obamacare, that they tend to exempt aspects of these bills from impacting them. In other words, they exempt themselves from the very bills that they pass for the rest of us.
I think that people need to pay attention to what's going on a federal level, because that kind of sets the tone. But right now, the bills that are being filed in the states are collectively being worked together by different trade, medical trade associations, pharma-backed groups, and political groups that are tied to receiving money from these industries. And these are the immediate threat right now over the next 3 months. And so people really need to pay attention right now to what's going on in the states. In addition to bills that are being filed across the country to restrict or eliminate exemptions, there are also a whole bunch of bills on these vaccine tracking surveillance systems that are, the language in these bills would remove informed consent protections that have been put in place to ask people permission. Do you want to have your information in these systems? Now they're moving towards forced inclusion, whether you want to be in there or not, to record your encounters with doctors, whether or not you refuse a vaccine, whether or not you've gotten that vaccine. That information is going to go in government tracked databases.
Fascism. Thank you, Don Richardson. We'll keep speaking out.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Cordella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
You
interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, each and every time, the fascist medical mainstream mafia media tries to vilify a parent for questioning vaccines. We're going to be there. We're going to be here. Let you know what's going on. Give you some perspective on it. I know a lot of people are seeing through it, and are many are frightened, and I understand why. Again, that's why I called out Jon Stewart from Comedy Central last week for Nazi-like tactics of vilifying and scapegoating these parents for questioning. And then, of course, he says the science deniers, like we're Holocaust deniers. That was greatly offensive to me with my Jewish heritage, calling him out with his Jewish heritage. And it's created a little bit of a media firestorm. But we're not backing down. We are not going to back down when it comes to medical fascism. This is a country founded on individual liberty. If you feel like the state or federal government could mandate injection of toxic poisons in your child, for which if you took that injection, put it into a little baby bottle and made your child drink it, you could be arrested for attempted murder because of the ingredients in that thing. Think about that. And more parents are waking up. Here's from Ashland, Oregon, one of the places they point to for all these crunchy granola eating liberal mommies that are questioning vaccines that Jon Stewart was going after last week.
So why do you have reason to disbelieve them?
Because I have been studying this issue for 20 years, and I know that there are many, many people who don't agree.
But is it possible you're doing some selective study, and this is what you want to believe, and not necessarily scientific truth?
I can only do what I can do. But if you're saying, do I always accept what someone in authority tells me and obey that? No.
Nicely said there. She's calling out the authoritarians. Listen to that, Americans. Are you subject to authoritarian rule by the priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, or do you have the ability, capability to think for yourself, investigate for yourself, and come to different conclusions than those authoritarians? Because he asked them point blank, well, aren't you just cherry picking? Well, isn't that exactly what those promoting vaccines are doing, cherry-picking the ones and ignoring the adverse events, for instance. And then here's the clincher they come to, trying to bust her down and back her down, and she didn't back down. And this sends chills to those who don't want you to know what we're talking about here.
And regarding the endangering of other children who are around unvaccinated children, she is not shy about declaring,
I reject the premise that I have a moral obligation to put my child's health at risk for the sake of someone else's child.
Blunt in what the CDC considers increasingly dangerous talk.
Dangerous talk. This is the same thing John Stewart did. This is the marching orders. Trying to say that parents of children who have been vaccine injured, who are now questioning it, and other parents who are recognizing this, who are questioning it, are dangerous. With that label, then they can start passing laws to take their freedom away, your freedom away, my freedom away. And yet she said it right. I am under no obligation to poison my child, to basically sacrifice my child so that you feel better about the health or safety of your child. You do not have to light yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm. That is the message. Keep saying it. They need to hear it. It needs to be thrown in their face. A couple of more minutes here with Don Richardson, NVIC Advocacy, talking about the state attempt to remove exemptions, your ability to say no to vaccines. Don, thanks for bearing with me on that.
Thank you so much. This is so important. The undeniable, indisputable facts are vaccines are pharmaceutical products that can cause injury and death. The United States government has paid out more than $3 billion in damage claims to vaccine victims. Regardless of what anybody thinks about whether they want to use a vaccine or not, whether they see a benefit or not, that is an indisputable fact. $3 billion the U.S. government has paid out. The other fact that's indisputable is that vaccines fail sometimes. A lot of these cases that are being reported in the media in the last year for both mumps, for pertussis, for influenza, and even for measles, fully vaccinated people are contracting the illness. Another indisputable fact is that vaccine manufacturers and the people who administer vaccines are completely protected from liability. Instead of putting the pressure on a small percentage of parents who are looking at these facts and making informed decisions based on their child's health histories, their family health histories, what's known and what's not known about vaccines, the pressure needs to go on pharma for failing to make a product that does what they advertise it to do in a safe manner.
And doesn't harm or kill the patients, the children, in this way. Thank you, Dawn Richardson. Thank you to Tanner's dad, Tim. Thank you as well to Tim Boland. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about,
let me guess, beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.